Former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens joined the chorus of voices today paying tribute to Senator Edward Kennedy, who died last night of brain cancer. Stevens worked across the aisle from Kennedy for his entire 40-year Senate career. On a cell phone from the Seattle airport, Stevens remembered their close friendship.
We've worked together in quiet ways behind the scenes. He's really a committed senator and was a great help to me on many issues that affected Alaska.
In 1969, the year after Stevens began his Senate career, Kennedy traveled with him on a tour of rural Alaska. Stevens says they went all over the state, to Bethel, to Arctic Village, and to Barrow, to get a sense of the poverty in Alaska Native communities. Stevens chuckles as he recalls what happened as they walked down a road in Pilot Station.
And this little kid, this little boy, he was bare-bottomed. He was small, but he obviously didn't have any diapers on, and he was running along in the snow. And Ted and I saw him, and Ted unzipped his coat, and I picked him up. We zipped him up in Ted Kennedy's coat, and we walked to try and find the mother. And when we saw this one cabin with the door open, a woman obviously looking, we asked if she was looking for what Ted had in his coat. Of course, she was, and she invited us in, and he was very, very, really, really impacted by the fact that the only photo on the wall of that that cabin was a photograph of President Kennedy.
After the trip, Stevens says Kennedy helped establish the Alaska Native healthcare system, but most of his memories of the late senator are personal ones. Stevens says he and Kennedy had a lot of good times together.
I bear on my hands two scars of having slipped the knife of opening oysters at Hinesport one time. We were there with him, and he took me to the doctor, a friend of his, and the guy sewed up my hand. We went back to the oyster bake, and I was surprised to find that I slipped another oyster knife in the other hand. So he always reminded me that I had two-handed scars from doing business with him.
Stevens and Kennedy were two of the longest-serving senators in Congress.